Welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and I am on the third issue of this Giant Days arc. Issue number 7. If you'd like to check out my last coverage of Giant Days, go check out episodes 144 through 147, as well as the last two episodes of this arc. So we jump back in, and so when I first read this the first time, you know, like a year or so ago, going from the Liza Tremaine's art, which is very, I'm not going to say dark, but it has a darker hue to, I guess that's more colors than anything else, but just, like, her art style itself is more, not sporadic, but, I don't know. I liked her art style, really, and it goes good for the series as it started, and I think she may have been, close to the web comic artist. She may have been the artist itself. I honestly don't remember. That's on me. But her style was I liked her style. However, going to the new one, Max Saren, and having, I guess I got used to his as more over the top, in a way. Like where was it? Like there's a scene later on where, like, where Susan and McGraw are talking, hiding. They're at the dinner, and Susan has not told Esther and Daisy yet that her and McGraw are back together, even though it's painfully obvious. But, like, she is having a conversation with McGraw, and, like, her eyes are basically saucer pans. Her pupils are the size of her eyes. You got smoke coming out, which is awesome. But then in the very next panel, it flips over to her being all, like, lovey-dovey and heart-shaped. Like, it just, the art, it works. It works for the series, and I love it. I love Tremaine's as well, but Saren is just, it works better, I guess. Anyway, okay, so back to the actual issue itself. The girls are all back at the university. I think it's like a couple days before exams. But the problem is that the heater in the dorm that they're in decided to not work anymore. And I don't know, I think they did say it in the first volume, but I also know later on it's stated. But the dorm itself is, I mean, it's super old. Like, they're contemplating getting rid of the dorm because it's just so old. The university is, I mean, not the girls, because that would be vandalism, and that is not good. So don't break stuff that you don't own. Yeah. Anyway, so they end up getting a space heater, and that's going to help warm them up. However, this is still a couple days before the exam, and Esther has not even attempted to do any sort of studying. And so, like, she's kind of asking the girls how they study, what they do when the exam time comes. Susan states that, you know, it's, medics only have big exams at the end of the year. We just get tested all the time. Constant assessment. Daisy's all like, all the time. Oh, no. I couldn't do it. You know, and Susan's like, yeah, it makes sense. They couldn't wait 6 months to find out some kid doesn't know that new bones are made in your stomach. Yep. That's something she said. I mean, she's smiling maniacally. She's smiling as she says it, but Daisy is like, you know, my system is I make little tiny notes and flashcards and diagrams, and I put them all in order, and I put it all into my memory palace, and I just lock it in place. And Esther is just like, I can't do this. Like, I can't do it. Like, I'm going to freak out. So, Daisy is basically taking it upon herself to help out Esther. So she starts writing down all these notes for Esther and starts, and this is all Daisy's way. So she, you know, posts it on the wall and is trying to connect everything. Well, while she's doing all of that, Esther is getting ready for a dance party. Is that right? Yeah. Oh yeah. There's a band, Necroticing Swamp. Sure. Okay. Whatever. She's getting ready to go to that dance club or go see that band. And Esther's just like, what are you talking about? We're supposed to be studying. And she's like, oh, I'll take care of it in the morning. It's fine. It actually kind of, in a way, bummed out Esther that her friend is doing all this work, but that she is not trying. Like, Esther is not trying. So much so that when she's at the band, seeing the band, she's just not having a good time. So, like, deep down, it's actually affecting her. And we get to the part where, like I said, Susan and McGraw had a date. One of the classes that Esther had was Introduction to New Testament Studies. She apparently took it as an elective, as a joke. But she quickly realized that this really isn't a joke. She ends up going to a church and talking to a pastor or a minister. And she's like, I need help. I need to know how to understand the New Testament. This is great because she literally just came from the satanic band concert. She's got like a skull face paint on her face, and like studded leather jacket kind of thing. And she's talking to this priest, and he's like, well, maybe you should go to your lectures more, and that could help you. And she's just like, that's a little too late. Because by the very next day, she actually has her exam. She does run into Ed, and Ed offers to give her his notes. Because if you recall, Ed is like in love with Esther since day one. And Esther was about ready to actually take it. Like, this was a sign from God that she's supposed to pass this class. But then she's like, no, I can't. If that would actually be some sort of blasphemy if I actually were to take your notes to take my test. So later on, we see Susan at the store. And Daisy runs into her and kind of looks in on her cart, or her, I guess, basket, because she's carrying a basket, and notices a bunch of condoms, boxes, you know, of condoms in her basket. And Daisy's just like, huh, Susan is sexing with a boy. And she's all like stars in her eyes. It's kind of a fun sight. And again, we know it's McGraw. She can't accept that she wants to, you know. Well, she can't accept that her friends would accept her with McGraw. But we'll cross that bridge real soon. In the book, I mean. Yeah. Go back to Esther. And she is getting ready to go to her next exam, was it Lit 102? And she runs into this girl who kind of tells her that, you know, as I was sitting in class during an exam, I just looked outside and decided I don't want to be here. I want to be out there. And it kind of gave Esther a bad thought. Like, oh no, she's right. I don't want to be here. I want to be anywhere but this exam. And maybe these exams aren't, you know, they're just kind of meaningless. Again, bad thought. It happens. So she goes into her, I think it's her final exam. Wait a minute. Maybe it's the, okay, they got some time frame here that's messed up. Yeah, because the first exam, her Lit 102 exam, is on Tuesday, and then it says Lit 102 on Friday at 3 p.m., and then her NTS New Testament Studies exam at 9 a.m. on Friday. I wonder if her week passed. Huh. Okay, I didn't notice that before. Anyway, goes into the exam, and as she's getting ready to do the test, she happens to notice that the teacher gets called out, and then the teacher's assistant is now sitting in. Teacher's assistant happens to be this cute guy that they're just kind of making eyes at each other. And, I mean, that's definitely not a good thing, because she's paying more attention to him and not his, not the exam. So we go back to Daisy, and she is, ends up following, oh, well, she ends up running into Susan and McGraw making out on the steps, and she is surprised. She's all like, oh no, oh my gosh, that's crazy. Turns around and ends up running into Ed, and even Ed says, like, they got together at the holiday ball, and I thought you knew. I thought everybody knew, because, you know, it's pretty obvious. But by bringing up the holiday ball, he kind of asked Daisy, he's like, you know, about you and me at the ball, he's getting kind of stammering. Daisy's like, you know, I might only ever kiss one boy, so I'm glad it was you. And then, now let's never talk about it again. Because again, she still is trying to figure out her sexuality. She doesn't know. But as they get done talking, they go to walk home, and happens upon Esther and Daisy outside of the dorm. And Susan had just told Esther that her and McGraw were a thing. And Daisy's just like, oh, that? Oh, I already knew that. Kind of all like, huh, yeah, nonchalantly. It was just kind of funny that it seemed like Daisy kind of had one up on Esther, and she liked that. Let's see here. We do end the issue, you know, it's a week later, and Esther and Daisy are looking up their scores. Esther is all, like, saddened because, you know, she had two fails and just a pass. She thinks she's going home, and Daisy's just like, going home? Why? First-term exams don't count for anything. Esther's like, wait, what? Again, this is Esther just being herself and not listening to the rules, not listening to anybody. So she was very surprised, and she's like, I gotta go. And it turns out she is going to meet that TA. They're gonna go have dinner together. Dun, dun, dun. That's how we do it. Sorry.
Thank you for listening to Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more to this giant day story.